Now, before we get too far down the line, I need to bring a very important concept to light for you. I want to talk about something called the educational spectrum, or what some people call the sales cycle. Now, I know you've heard that term before, so don't tune me out here, because what the educational spectrum means in strategic marketing vernacular is different than what you might be thinking of. I want to challenge your definition of this term so it more appropriately lines up with the concept of a marketing system. Now, I want to go through this quickly, so I want you to go through a mental exercise with me. I want you to draw a line in your mind with a point on each end. The point on the far left has a value of 1, and the point on the far right has a value of 100. Okay, got it? So now you've got a line representing points 1 to 100 from left to right. This line represents what we call the sales cycle. Point 1 represents the point at which your prospects start thinking about whatever it is that you sell, or possibly switching vendors if it's something they already buy. Point 100 represents the point at which they actually make the purchase and buy whatever it is that you sell. So what you need to realize here is that it's a process, a timeline, a sales cycle that your prospects go through before they make a purchase. The sales cycle is represented by this line. The time it takes for someone to go from point 1 to 100 could be one day, or it could be 1 year or more. It all depends. The point is that you need to recognize that this sales cycle exists. Think about it like this. Point 25 or so represents when your prospect starts checking your products out in stores or online, or notices the ads about your service. Around point 50 or 60 is where the prospect might start looking at the differences between competitors, perhaps even doing some online comparison shopping. Point 80 or 90 or so represents that point in which the prospect has determined that he's going to buy. At that point, it's not a matter if he's going to buy, but just when and from whom. So there are two very important things to recognize about the sales cycle. First, you must recognize that your job as a marketer is to pull your prospects down along the sales cycle and to control the process, all while you make prospects feel like they're in control. Your job is to facilitate the decision-making process, or to simply ensure that your prospects are moving along the educational spectrum and heading towards your front door. The second thing you must recognize is that at any given moment in time, the number of prospects who have made a decision to buy represents the smaller number of people on the sales cycle. In other words, in your entire pool of prospects, there are anywhere between 80 and 90% who haven't made the decision to buy anything yet. We call this group of people future buyers. Those who have made a decision to buy, represented by 0.80 or 90 or so, are those what we call now buyers. So here's an awesome tip that I want you to think about very carefully. 90% of all of your advertising that you see or hear targets the now buyers. Why? Because they are already in the market to buy. So advertisements about a product or service that they're planning on buying already will naturally get some results because the ad was just there. This is why most ads can get by with being so terrible. No matter how bad the advertisement is, as long as there is a market for your product or service, there will always be a given number of prospects on the far right side of the sales cycle who will respond to even poorly created advertising material just because it showed up. You're only making money on this type of advertisement based upon the force of the market. If the market is moving, you can make money just by showing up. Hey, people are going to buy your product or service, and if you just show up, a percentage of those people will buy it from you. It's just the force of the market. As long as the market's moving, you can sell it. As little kids, we used to have a saying for this. We used to say that even slop flows downhill. I know it's kind of gross, but we were kids. The point is this, even if something is worthless that should be discarded, it will still move if the conditions are right. Is that really what you want? Do you really want to subsist on the force of the market? Or do you want to dominate? You see, the strategic marketing program was not designed for people who want to just get by and make some money and have just enough to pay the bills and all that kind of jazz. No. The strategic marketing program was created for people who are willing to do whatever it takes as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical to be number one. We're looking for individuals who believe that it is their mission to be the very best they can be. who want to so far surpass the competition that they have no hope of catching up. Those who are ready and willing to handle the success that comes from their diligence and determination, and who look forward to blessing others with the rewards of their own success. Look, running a business isn't for sissies. It's serious. It's hard work. It takes commitment. But I'll talk more about this at the end of the audio program. Let's talk about this in terms of the sales cycle. You see, if you only target the now buyers at the end of the sales cycle, the advertisements and marketing campaign will be like a drug. You'll run some ads, you'll get some results. And as soon as the ads stop, your new sales will stop too. The only way you'll be able to get more business is by running new ads, just like a drug. You have to constantly start new campaigns so that you can get your fix. Now look, I'm not necessarily opposed to continually running advertising campaigns, especially if it makes financial sense. The point here is that the situation only occurs because you're targeting the smallest portion of people on the sales cycle. Think about what would happen if you were targeting 100% of the people on the educational spectrum. Everybody from 1 to 100, not just those at the end. And what if you had a system in place that would automatically follow up with all of your prospects, controlling the marketing process, pulling your prospects down the sales cycle to your front door without any effort on your part? Well, I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. Listen to this audio program in its entirety, and by the time I'm done, you'll know how to target 100% of your prospects, future buyers and now buyers, and you'll be on your way to total market dominance.